Soldier. Oh. Shit, we're on.
We're on. We're live. Oh my god.
Oh no.
Live.
They were really tough.
They were. Live from the Hessian capital. Where the hell are we? We're in
Who put us
in? Not Racine. It's
Mount Pleasant.
Mount Pleasant, yeah.
The closest place to a golf club.
Okay,
yeah, as you can see by our cool grids, we're still not in our brand new G2B studio. Goddamn contractors. By the way, never pay a contractor in advance.
I didn't.
Yeah, good.
I wasn't planning to pay them, so fair game.
On the outside, we did later find out they used all the money for beer.
Yeah.
So we kind of respected
it. Okay, well, that we're good. So anyway, yeah, our contractors totally failed to finish the G2B studios in time for this episode, so we are shooting it in Retro Rob's studio, which... it's still also incomplete because I'm contracted to do that.
Yeah,
shit.
This is the contract. He also spent all the money on beer.
Yes, I
thought we were in his dentist office.
It does
look like we're broadcasting from a dentist office. You just need a chair over there, dude.
Live from Bob's Surgical Warehouse.
Any surgery.
Oh, hey,
just started in 89.
I forgot to pass these out. I'm sorry. I'm falling down on the job.
That is terrible.
I know it is. All right, so I think at that point we should probably start.
Now, GGB Challenge. Did we do this before?
There will be a day that we're going to have some sort of repeat beer.
Oh, we've done it. We have actually had a repeat. Ryan has diligently tracked all the beers we've done, and we did have one repeat. Considering how many hundreds of episodes we have on our belts, that's hundreds of different beers. I'm okay with one repeat in that list.
Hold on a second. Let's see what we're getting because I'm on Wi-Fi.
Ah.
I'm on the Wi-Fi.
He's on his Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I forgot.
Oh. That is pro radio tip right there, yeah, guys.
So while Rob's checking that out, has anybody been up to anything good and nerdy lately? No.
Oh, let's see. What did we do Sunday, gentlemen?
We moved a hot tub.
Yeah.
That's not good or nerdy.
It's
I guess.
It's the G2B hot tub.
It is
the G2B hot tub,
so
it's good.
You know, that counts, I guess. Yeah. I watched a 3D movie today.
I played 10 hours of the Dark Souls board game.
That's cool. I saw the pictures.
It's very good. We decided to play the campaign, and I'm really glad I stuck around to play it all through, because it is.
Oh, you know what's
so
funny is?
Now, wait, are you able to finish a campaign
in
10 hours?
Yeah, that's why we played for 10 hours.
Okay, because I was wondering, because that looked like a fairly complicated
game. You can play like a regular game of it in about 90 minutes to 2 hours.
Yeah.
That's what they say. I think it goes a little longer than that, probably.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be the regular game, but again, they've got like a full campaign where things are kind of slowed down a bit.
All right.
Well, we've dropped no frames.
Thought,
all right. But
I was actually sitting there thinking, oh, is that like a memory or something? Because I was seeing people in the picture like, yeah, that maybe
Corey,
I didn't
yeah.
expect to
and,
be
and,
there.
And Krause, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like,
A lot of all people who we haven't seen in a while, but
yeah,
who are still around. They haven't died. They're just busy. Okay. Let's start beer cart, gentlemen.
We will. We're totally going to start.
All right,
totally
start going.
Wait. Just keep going in the meantime.
Yeah.
I'm getting things up.
It's a lot of fun. Again, it's a cooperative board game, so you're playing with friends. You can do up to four players right now. It feels very Dark Souls. It's kind of hard. It definitely has a learning curve, but it's well worth
it. Is it group against the board?
Against the board, yeah. Yeah. So, again, basically, you'll kind of like wander a dungeon and explore and try to kill monsters and... The combat's really cool, basically.
Can you screw your neighbor, like, throw him under the bus?
Not by default rules that I knew of.
Hi, Laura!
Also,
hey,
if
Laura.
One person dies, the whole party dies, so...
Laura, don't think we have a live show
dies,
Friday!
The whole party dies, so...
Oh, that is...
It's
yeah.
Dark Souls, it's pretty...
Screw away.
So you really can't screw your neighbor, because... you Bye,
Laura!
Your neighbor, you're all down.
Yeah, you're screwing yourself.
Yeah, that's still good.
Yeah.
Okay, we ready?
Couldn't drive over. Laura couldn't drive over and say hi.
Okay.
Well, I think she's out of town.
She's out of town.
Yeah.
Well, that would make it harder for the drive over.
All right. Well, let's start this, gentlemen.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. It's time for
Beer Corps.
Ba-da bum. Ba-da bum bum. Ba-da bum 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 bum. Ba-da.
beer core.
I gotta say, I like the linguistics in here. Right now, I'm just saying, right now we actually sounded kind of good there. We could have gone into doo-wop after that. We would have sounded okay. All right, so tonight.
Maybe it's only because we practice that every week.
Yeah, that could be it. So tonight we're doing another Wisconsin beer. We have something from Title Town Brewing. That's out of Green Bay, Wisconsin. We've actually done their red before.
Is this a screw top?
Johnny Blood.
I do not know if this is a screw top, actually.
It is not. I need a bottle opener.
All right, you need a bottle opener. Let's see if what this says. So, does it say anything about this beer at all? No.
It's a six-pack.
It really says absolutely nothing about the beer we're drinking. It's kind of a very generic six-pack holder.
Wait. From the brewmaster. Where's your glasses?
I'm a little afraid of the initial smell, but...
From the brewmaster.
Bohemian style. Oh, thank you.
Go ahead and read it.
Can you see it? I can't. Wait, I can take my...
All right, Travis, you're up. You're the other one.
Bohemian style golden lager brewed from premium European barley and spicy sauce hops. That's probably like a type, right? Rich grainy malt. Pronounced but soft and rounded hops character.
Okay, are we talking about hops or a girl's body?
A clean, smooth palate. Gold medalist Bohemian Pilsner of 2010.
Oh, okay.
Great American Beer Festival.
So it has actually won a gold medal. Okay.
That's really good. There you go.
Perhaps on a blue ribbon one, so.
Yeah, they still riding it.
Right into the ground.
You know, this is like the all-around good hitter. Like, this is like your average starting character in an RPG if you just want to like roll like straight stats.
This is it.
And batting at 275.
Bonus. No, it's a Bohemian Lager. I mean, it's got that sweetness on it. There's nothing like, oh my god, this is great, or god, that sucked.
Yeah, I would want to pour this out of the glass because the smell I got from the bottle was pretty.
Yeah,
it actually reminds me of what is the classic American beer. You know your Pabst, your Schlitz,
lager.
You know, so much of what we drink is so far from that.
Yeah, replace all of your Miller and your Bud with this.
Yeah, no,
you would be much happier.
You would be because it actually has a little more flavor, but it's a good clean lager. I mean, it's a touch sweet for my taste. I don't like sweet beer.
Really.
Yeah.
You think it's too sweet?
I think it's too sweet.
It's a little hop.
I think the hop rounds it out.
It's
not
400 calories.
Yeah.
So you know where those calories go.
Oh, damn.
No, I made that up.
Okay.
It's a 500-calorie beer.
You want to find, like, the highest-calorie beer we can find?
Fuck dinner. I'm eating. I'm drinking.
I got to bet you, so it's that milk stout, the Dragon's milk stout. Mm. That stuff had to be horrendously high in calories. First of all, it's a heavy beer and high in alcohol.
Well,
I'm okay with this.
Yeah. It's nothing special, but it's done very well.
Yeah. You know what? That's it. It's done very well. It's a good lager.
Well, that's if it's done really well, then it's kind of special, right? I mean, it's a definite style, right?
Well, yeah, but we normally do craft brewing. So they're all...
More interesting flavor.
Right.
Like, you know.
Right. We try to avoid things that...
This tastes like beer. That is good.
Yes. How many times have we had something where the execution was poor? Great idea for execution.
Yeah.
This is executed well.
It really is. It's quite good.
I noticed we were all thumbs up.
Yeah, we were all thumbs up.
I thought this was going to suck.
We're back. We're all like, hey.
I'm pretty sure the Title Town Red, I think the Title Town Red we did was all thumbs up too. So that's two winners for Title Town.
Did we dumb Bob House?
No, I don't think we've done. No, we drank Outboard.
We did Motorboat too, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, but that was on you. By the way, you shaving again this year? Camping?
It makes the motorboating a lot easier. I don't get that.
I hate to get that high.
Those stubble burns, yeah. I have that, I won't shave. Stubble burns.
That's fine if my teeth get stuck to your nipples.
Alright, so, Judge Rob, pass verdict on me.
Okay,
that was a good verdict draft.
Charge one. Oh, smelling like a skanky bitch. Guilty.
I'm good with it. Continue.
I charge two. Tasting like a skanky bitch. Guilty. And I love you for it too, baby. Right. You know what? Boathouse gets a vote of confidence. I like it. I'm really happy.
Yeah. And wouldn't it be like tasting like a skanky bitch?
Doesn't mean
not guilty.
Not necessarily. Not if you don't mind a skanky bitch.
Yep.
See, Rob likes
my wife's going to love that.
Rob, you know what?
Right, yeah. Yeah. See, yeah.
You know what I think? I think we should just keep talking about beer. What do you think?
No, I really think we have a topic tonight, Larry.
What? Keep talking about beer?
Oh, yeah. We'll just keep talking about beer. Wow, that was a nice... Wait,
nice segue.
Yeah, nice segue.
I completely just...
right over my head.
Wait a minute, look at that segue.
Wait, it hit the ceiling.
A flying segue.
next project. All right, so, Rob, what's the real topic tonight?
Well, the real topic is video games about beer. We haven't done this. I cannot believe we haven't done this.
Video games about beer? Because I fucked it. That one up then. I thought you said games about beer.
Games about beer.
Okay.
But that's fine. I put video games in the thing, but that's all right.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be a gamist.
Before we get started, this kind of actually just ties into the point that I really wanted to make during the show.
Then we don't pay attention?
No. Looking at games, and like I'm sure there's a bunch of things that I don't know about, but... Like, I have a pretty robust knowledge of video game and board games. And, like, board games are very inclusive when it comes to drinking. Like, they have games that are about drinking, and that we're going to talk about, I'm sure. And, like, there's games that have drinking rules built into them. I look at video games, and there aren't nearly as many.
Yeah, I thought the landscape was a little bare. And because I was focusing on video games... I was really doing my searches on that, but you're right. I mean, there's definitely some games out there that
I was wondering
board games where you like you know.
Well, is it because of my
resource management or what?
I mean, yeah, no. My biggest thing I wanted to mention. I was like, okay, like I think it'd be a little easier like demonize. Like if somebody got injured playing a game because they were drinking and it had built-in drinking rules, they could blame the game. But I was like, but then board games they exist,
right?
But I don't know, like board game people just aren't as wild, or I don't know.
Oh come on.
I mean, it's just like, well, like I did find a couple of them that had a couple of games that had built-in drinking rules, but
right.
It was like wasn't nearly as many as board games.
Can I remind
you
about Milk Hut?
And you know, so the board games I've run into that were related to drinking, were really, I mean, were almost hardcore German style games where it's like resource management and market. Forces and stuff like that. They didn't have built-in drinking rules of any kind. It was like, for example, there was one that's just like a Bavarian, Bavarian breweries that
keep going.
Competing against each other, and they, so they're fighting for resources. Hops, barley, water, you know.
Right,
And, you know, as things get bought, you know, obviously the price goes up, right? So you can drive prices up. And then, you know, the trick of the game is to try to, you know, buy in the right
place. So it's about beer, but you don't have to drink with the game.
Yeah, you don't
it's
have to drink with the game.
It's literally about making beer.
Yeah. And really it's more about manufacturer processes. But it so happens the manufacturer process you're dealing with is beer, you know. And I ran into more of those kind of games than the drinking ones, you know. Although there was that Four Taverns that
was a good game actually.
Yeah, where you're like a purveyor of suds, and you're trying to you hire heroes to do great things and then drink in your bar and.
Tell
people about it so that they come to your bar.
Right.
You know, Four Taverns. That's pretty fun. Obviously, it's a limited.
Right. But again, it's about drinking. It's not a drinking game.
Yeah. So, hey, what's the hell's the topic?
Games is about it, drinking. We've said that.
Is it games about drinking or is it games about beer?
Games that involve.
Games about...
Well, it was specifically, evidently, it was video games that involve beer. But
involve beer.
Right. I misread it and said games that involve beer. So.
That's all right. Fair
we
enough.
We can't read.
Public
school children.
Exactly. Yes. Racine public education, the finest. Okay. Let's go ahead. Who wants to start this up?
I did all right.
That's not saying a lot, Larry. Okay. Just going to put it out there right now. All right, if we're gonna hold,
if we're
gonna hold ourselves up as examples, we're screwed. Yeah. All right, who wants to start the out tonight?
All right, well, nobody. Wait, nobody wants to start
because I got it wrong. I'll start with mine. So I'm going to go with a drinking game. This is not a video game, but this is
but it's still really good.
It's a really good drinking game. Me and Travis found this at Gen Con 3 years ago.
Probably 4 years ago.
Maybe 4 years ago. Maybe 4 years ago. Found this at Gen Con. They were just introducing it at the time, and we got in on the beginning of this game. It's called Drunk Quest. It's a fairly straightforward card game, but it
heavily involves drinking.
Yeah. It's all about drinking.
Heavily involves heavy drinking.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. It really does. They suggest...
I feel like you got to start that game sober.
Oh, yeah, you do. They suggest you have at least a six-pack of beer per player per game. So you're going to go through at least a six-pack playing this game. And that's if you play with the mild rules. So it really heavily involves drinking. The game's pretty straightforward. You start out with a hero... And
each one has like different powers
and a character,
which is pretty cool. Again, some will let you kind of modify like what you draw. Some people can like deflect drinks or give you a chance to defend against them when they're sent your way. One thing I do like about it a lot is kind of the classes. They really kind of
they are very cool.
Fit into unique play styles.
Right. So here's a class called
Brewmat. I like the really big cards.
Well, you know something? It's meant as a drinking game.
Yeah, you gotta be able, easy to read.
Exactly.
Spill proof.
Yep. Everything about it was designed for drinking. So like, here's the class Brewmaster. I mean, that's just the perfect class for a drinking game. And again, like Travis was saying, each one gets special powers. So. Depending, he has a tonic, play it in for an instant, discard a pile, it gives a drink, if it gives a drink, double them, or he has the power happy hour, every player takes three drinks for each permanent that they have in play. So if you have like some kind of permanent power out in front of you,
yeah,
you have to take three drinks.
Like a sphere of magic helmet.
Yeah, exactly. You get like something like your own fiefdom, in this case it's Kegton, and again, these are what set your advancement goals. So if you get to a certain point, you basically get to take 10 more drinks every time you draw two treasures. Actually, if you take 10 drinks, you can draw two treasures. So that's kind of your basic startup.
By the way, I get plus 10.
The idea is you're fighting monsters, and each monsters are cleverly named after drinks. So you have things like the Molotov or the Mudslide. So what a player does is he draws the monster out for the round, puts it out in front of him. Each monster has a base number of drinks you have to take to get that monster. But the other players at the table, to screw you, and they
can make it tougher.
Oh, and they can make it. They can make them a lot tougher.
Or they can make it so when you beat it, you don't get an advantage or don't get treasure out of it.
Right.
That little snail, you say?
Yeah, exactly. So
now I'm a very large snail.
Right. So the other players will try to either stop you from getting it. Or we'll make it so you have to take more drinks to get it. The reason you want to do that is basically you're collecting monsters. And when you get six monsters and reach that wins the game. So
now, if a bunch of people throw it on and you just want to bail.
You can. There is a runaway feature in
it. Yeah, the game. So you don't take the drinks.
Right. But you don't get the monster either. Exactly. So yeah, there is a way you can actually do a runaway in the game. So yes, in case you're getting a little bit tipsy, you'll be, I'm just not.
So you gotta
not worth the effort. Yeah.
You gotta drunken up.
So as the game suggests, the can's worth about 25 drinks. That's why they say you should start with six packs. That means they expect you to take 100 drinks during the game. That's playing with the easy rules. So if you might use a can and get 25 drinks out of it, that's a lot of drinks out of a can. I'll tell you right now, in our games we play, we never get 25 drinks out of a can. So
you gotta take smaller steps.
There's items in the game that help you out.
Yeah.
Certain things
like... Hey, I know how to do it. I know how to get 25 sips out of the can.
Yeah.
That six-pack is a six-pack of emergency beer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you see it? I got in the black fridge.
So basically you have things like...
30 out of that.
Yeah. For instance, you have items like soup. A cleric in every bowl. Basically, it takes it so you don't have to take as many drinks because everyone knows if you have some nice soup before you go out drinking, it counteraffects the alcohol.
I don't know what you're doing. What kind of soup you're having? Soup does not sit well with alcohol for me.
Ah, well, yeah. But again, you can do
this. Yeah, like a big loaf of bread.
If you have a spell book, you can divide 10 drinks between two or more players at the table. You're playing against each other player, but you can do...
It's a very sociable game.
Right, you can do cooperative stuff. I can trade with other players during the game. I can, you know, say, hey, look, I'll help you with that monster, but if so, you got to give me some of the treasure cards you get to pick up from that monster. Items.
It sounds like a game I played.
We have played this one before.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
It's been a while, but we've actually played this well. We played it
your house, Larry. I played it right.
Yeah, we played it. Yeah, I don't remember right. So again, great game. Still available. I don't know if it's at stores at all. I think it's still available.
Mostly online.
Yeah, I do believe it's available. It's by a company called Loot Corps. Again, we had a chance to meet these guys at Gen Con. Great guys. Definitely a great game. We'll probably put
treasure. So, like, right from their website is probably the best way to get that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's where you get it from.
Google that shit.
Just Google it. But we'll try to put a link to their website on our on the
show. That's like
the
Yahoo that.
But a really, really good game.
Ask Jeeves that shit.
Yeah, that me and Travis got some really sweet
web crawler
starter cards on.
Why is everyone in this town use all the Visca?
What were the starter
cards? Brewmaster was one of the expansions.
Yeah.
But there's expansions for the game.
Yeah, too. But we
there's one where you actually can like make your own ships and like pirate ships and stuff, which are pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a great game. It really is. I can highly recommend it. All right, who wants to go next?
For me, I want to go ahead and choose a recent favorite that I really enjoy. It is a video game, and it has a built-in drinking mode. Again, the drinking mode doesn't really add a ton to the game, but the fact is it kind of keeps the pace of the game going well. It's a really fun social game already. It's called Party Panic, which Larry was nice enough to get me over the holidays around NetFest time. It's a four-player party game with a bunch of video games, kind of a la Mario Party. But it's a little bit more ridiculous and kind of humorous. It's kind of got... kind of a almost like derpy style of humor, kind of like slapstick comedy, and but basically you have four players and there's a lot of different mini games. They got, you know, stuff like bumper cars, like with balloons trying to pop, you're trying to run away from a certain obstacle, things like that. But it's very, very slapstick humor, almost kind of childish. I'd say without the drinking game, it's pretty decently family friendly, which is nice too. But with the drinking game, again, it designates drinks to players as they lose to. And it's a lot of fun to play. I highly recommend checking it out. I think it's only like $15, so it's really cheap as well.
Kind of like us.
That's
yeah. The other thing I wanted to kind of note during this is like with video games and stuff, I found some of the best ones weren't necessarily like drinking games on their own. They just happen to go well with beers. That's also a thing too. I mean, there's plenty of drinking games like I've either found online or made up that I've had a great time with. That
Mario Kart drinking game.
Yeah. Or again, if you're playing like around, you don't know Jack. That's just very conducive to beers. We just picked up the Jackbox Party Pack 3, which is really dope.
Is it?
Yeah.
And the more beers you drink.
There's a game called Trivia Murder Party. So like basically it's a trivia show, but every time if you get an answer wrong, you have to like play mini games and potentially die. And you used to play if you die, but it's a very macabre humor. And like, so like if I lost, one of the things I had to do was like chop off a finger.
Oh, geez.
And whatever finger I chopped off, I couldn't answer that question for the rest of the game. So it was my second finger. I couldn't fucking answer the second answer. But it's like, it's got a very funny.
That's pretty funny.
It's very.
That's a clever.
Yeah. Or there's like, again, where you have to like spell out a word and if anybody spells longer than you, then you die. Or like, there's like a mini game where there's like a pile of money and you can either take from the pile of money and get more cash, or you can attack another player and kill them or defend yourself. But if nobody dies, the serial killer chooses somebody to die.
I like that.
It's quite good. But that very, very lends itself well to drinking, but not quite a drinking game or a game that involves beer on its own.
Well, I'm waiting.
Okay.
Okay. So, I'm going to give everyone out there a few minutes.
I mean, I can keep talking about games if we still want to play.
You know what I'm going to say.
I know what you're
going to say. It's your favorite.
Nobody else. We intentionally love it.
We're not that much assholes.
Yeah, right. If you
No, we're not that much assholes. At all. But we didn't.
The in your face. You know, involving beer game is Tapper. You know, it's, you know.
But wait, I thought they served root beer.
Yeah, no, that was just
bizarre spin-off.
That was just horrible.
It was wrong, too.
It was wrong.
Tragedy.
It was wrong.
It's an 80s and, tragedy.
And actually, when we were in Florida, and we went to one up.
There was
and
one.
It was a really good arcade, but their tapper machine was, in fact, a Rupert tapper. Which Rupert tappers don't have the same cabinet, right? They don't have the brass rails.
No, exactly. The beer
they're
ones.
They're not as nice.
No, though. They're not.
And, really, they have tears.
I think they do.
Yeah.
I think they do. They're like, oh, I'm like slinging sarsaparilla here. And which actually would be a step up from root beer. The, you know, but that aside, you know, not specifically a game about drinking, but because I think Tapper's number one, right? That's the one.
Yeah.
That
literally is a game. Written about beer, and it was written for a specific. They have a specific beer in the game.
Like, yeah, it was Budweiser,
which is a sucky beer. What?
But
you couldn't have picked a real beer.
Fair enough.
So they got that beer money though.
I bet they did.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there was, you know, there's a little bit of a video game tradition with that, with Mr. Boston, with the
Mr. Boston on the back track.
You know,
that
was a good mention too.
Yeah, so Mr. Boston was basically. There was a game, Clean Sweep, on the Vectrex, which was their version of Pac-Man. A company, a liquor distributor called Mr. Boston, who is out of business now, but was a fairly large one back in the 70s and 80s.
Well, most of us probably know about the little book, you know.
Yeah,
the different recipes and stuff.
Because the Vectrex lended itself well to bars, because it was a complete, all-contained unit, they actually wrote a game for the Vectrex, so you could have Mr. Boston playing at your bar. So it had the Mr. Boston logo on it, the whole nine yards. It was all very well branded.
Right. So, you know, continuing on that with Tapper.
Right.
You know, just,
that being said, the Mr. Boston game, if you have it, is super rare and worth ungodly amounts of money.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
ungodly amounts of money.
But they have incorporated in different RPGs, you know, elements of drinking. Mostly they call it mead. Usually, but hey, our friends at Boss Meadery would not care at all.
Right.
So you know, and one of the some of the video games, though, you know, there's a couple ways to go with it. There's one and where you like get added strength from drinking a beer, and I've run into RPGs that do that. But then there's other RPGs that do it the other way, where they mess your screen up. You know, so you take a drink and everything kind of blurs on the screen.
You mean like drunken bar fighters?
Yeah, I know. So if you've had a couple drinks in the game, you know, you've had a couple meads, and you like pick a fight with someone, and you know the screen's kind of blurred.
Right, so it's a little harder.
Your response time is slow.
No, it's okay. That's freaking awesome.
In Wing Commander, you could drink too much, during one of the breaks, and then the Kilrathi attack.
Oh, really?
And you're drunk. And you can't fly very well.
Right.
It's like
your ship's like,
that's a nice touch.
Yeah. So there's been, it's a side thing for sure in a lot of these like RPGs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, I think it's a fun side thing, you know. So Fable did that. You know, where you would get blur the screen.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
I gotta play Fable.
I like Fable. I'm gonna throw this out there. So I've played all the Fables, which is kind of surprising because
really it is kind of surprising.
I know. But Fable 2, I think, is the best one. I just of all the ones.
Well, was it on the Xbox?
Yeah.
we miss you, Brian. Yeah. Not Brian.
Fable 2 is the good one.
Brian, come
the other ones.
Come on, Brian. Come on.
The other ones are okay.
A little bit right there.
Fable 2 just seemed to have it right.
Yeah.
And it was a
little. I wouldn't know.
I would get drunk all the time. Trying to stumble about the town.
So it was really kind of a virtual reality simulator for you. Dude, laugh. It's Florida, I gotta tell you.
Oh, yeah.
There are Florida tales, people. What, oh my god.
I cannot believe we didn't record the tequila thing. The tequila incident, because that's the only time I've ever seen that happen.
Yeah.
Mm. We were calling it. Really? Davis is down! Yeah. Davis is down!
Yeah. It wasn't the alcohol.
It caught you wrong.
Wasn't the alcohol that caught me.
It was walking around all day.
No.
All the rides you did that day?
No. It's a damn tomato juice chaser. Oh, it was just so. I probably could have just held the alcohol. But that tomato juice, it was not going to stay.
That's way too damn healthy. The hell with this thing.
His body didn't have any alcohol, but it rejected the tomato juice.
The tomato juice was
you didn't break a sip of
alcohol. No, that was only the tomato juice.
I thought about it, too, at the time. It's like, all right, so it was like this, like, whole thing we had to do, right? It was almost ritualistic. Right?
Oh, it was very ritualistic.
You had to do this, and then you had to do this.
Right.
So then you take this, and then you do this, and it's like, and I'm like, got to all this, and I'm like, oh, that's, all right, I'm cool. Now I got to do the tomato juice. I'm like, oh, I don't see it. So then, and I slay the tomato juice. Oh, yeah, that's not good.
So we were at Epcot.
If you saw our show last week,
hey,
at Epcot,
hey,
that was the closing.
But you know what?
You were right back in.
Yeah. You know what? I made it outside before I got
there. Dang straight.
That's right. So no,
like
no
a boss.
No unfortunate incidences happened.
But if you get to Epcot, you go to the next area, they have a really nice tequila bar.
Oh, they and God. Really great bartenders.
Oh yeah, really and good. They're just good people. Yeah.
Tell them to hold the tomato juice.
The only thing is me and Rob started our day and finished our day in Mexico. That's the same tequila bar.
We drank all the way across the country and then had to come all the way back
and start again.
And then we drank all the way back.
Didn't you ever think of the concept of just like keep going and then just keep going past that till they get the ones he missed?
No, we had to start again. They were waiting for us.
We had to do this.
Is there any video or anything of the ginormous sake?
Oh, there's no video, but you saw
there
pictures.
Is. I believe we did video.
No, I think we just
pictures. This huge bamboo,
sake. We stopped
thing.
In Tokyo, we ordered shaka sake. And she goes, well, we got these really cool things. And they're like, no, they're cedar bowls. But like, they were like,
oh,
they were like three shots of sake in a bowl.
I don't need a gallon of sake.
And Dolly's like, is something wrong with you?
Franchise always know.
It was we sold the house that day and I had to do like contract stuff and I'm like, oh my.
I mean good. Really in the end what we're seeing is Disney pro tip, Epcot is the drinking park.
I wouldn't bother with any rides. I mean I'm just like big for the
worst place of the kid, best place of the adult.
And I will tell you, wear a kilt, you'll be there in style.
That's true. People take a picture.
That's for you everywhere.
All right, so Rob, that just leaves you to wrap this topic up.
All right, so I got Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Wait a minute, was that a drinking game?
No, there were alcohol involved though.
Oh yeah. His bad fur day was directly a result
of his drinking. Okay.
Yes, he was completely.
See, I guess I'm looking for games where I get to drink, not the character on the screen.
It's games that involve alcohol.
I know,
in the virtual.
Yeah, I know. I'm just looking more for ones where I get to drink.
I know, and that's a good thing.
So yeah, I mean, Conker. But anyway, Conker was pretty hungover for the entire game.
Let me see that one.
Wait. Let me test that. I want to make sure it's not poisoned.
It may have been poisoned.
Travis has a wedding.
I know, so he really can't be poisoned. Because
it's okay,
Travis. We would all catch shit if he was poisoned.
Okay, so, I thought that was a good game. It's an enjoyable platformer. Great N64.
Great game.
It's kind of rare for the N64, too. Next, Drink and Drown, which involves drinking lots of beer and other booze as well. Beer is among the lightest things that you can drink in it. Drink and Drown is actually a fully text-based game on Commodore 64.
It is.
And you
told the
balance.
Drink and Drew story.
I was just going to say, do you remember the online adventure we wrote?
Okay, so
we made drinking Drew.
So I'm sure Drew Schmidt's not listening, so I'm going to mention his last name as well. So we had a friend named Drew Schmidt, and me and Rob used to run a bulletin board, and we literally wrote an online text-based adventure specifically for our friend Drew based on the
game. We used to have it at parties, remember?
Oh, hell yeah. We'd always put that thing out.
Oh, my God. That's
so the best part about it was basically you get drunk and try to have sex. That was basically the basis of the game. So we re-rolled it. So
what a thing.
You'd always throw
you
it.
Never
do you remember, have sex.
Do you remember, Drew?
Yeah.
Okay, so you
remember. But I mean, it seems like a concept that's fair enough.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. Basically, if Drew got drunk, he was trying to have sex.
Yes. But the beauty was, you never had sex
it. You never
Drew.
Got it.
Because we rewrote it.
Nor
we
did
tell,
he.
We challenged that code. There's not a possibility in that game. I'm not gonna throw out the last one. I'm not gonna cry about the other one, but I will throw out that Max Payne. Unfortunately, it's sad because it deals with the topic of alcoholism. But Max Payne throughout the entire series brings up drinking quite heavily.
Yeah,
and, I've been playing a lot of Max Payne again lately. I've been playing the original one on the handheld because you can get it on Android now. So. You can play the full original game. Can you believe
really
that?
Liked,
there
really
used to
liked.
Be a tech demo for how powerful the PC was over consoles, you know, because you could see them. And now I play it, like, on a cheap Android device. And that's
yeah.
just beautiful.
$69.99.
Damn right. Wait.
I really like...
I found some of that.
I really like Max Payne 3's multiplayer. Side note. It's super underrated.
I have never played it.
I
finished the original game.
By now, I'm sure nobody's on
single player. Yeah.
But it was good.
Really?
It was really good. And again, they did the Max Payne slow motion stuff really well.
It was good
in multiplayer, which was pretty impressive. I thought that was really cool how they did it.
I loved the single player on that. It was a really well written game. I don't finish a lot of games because
who has time anymore?
Who has time?
Yeah.
And number two, I'm just my attention deficit disorder.
Oh, by the way, Travis, nice t-shirt. I didn't even notice that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's because I was wearing a sweater.
Ah, old school swag.
Oh, no, this is like, it's only a year.
It's only been a year or two.
Yeah, it's just...
Everything seems like longer.
Yeah, year and a few months. It was November of 2015. So.
Yeah, right. That wasn't that long ago. Okay.
All right.
With the bottle.
Just seems like... I know you did. You're on the list.
Yeah. You know, there... Come on, help me. Travis will help me out with this. He'll get this. So, Czech beer starts with like U.S. has a secondary name to it. That starts with
I think
P.
The second name is just Pilsner.
It might be just Pilsner.
It's I can't pronounce it.
You can't pronounce it either. You can't pronounce it either. But it had a flash game. It had a flash game. As an advertisement, you know, that was a lot of fun. It was basically Kaboom, where you would try to, like, you had, like, you know, a six-pack down below, and you would try to catch the bottles.
Right. So basically,
out.
It was like Kaboom on the 2600.
Yeah.
Atari 2600 that they converted over with their beer.
But that was a fun game.
Well, Kaboom was a great game, actually.
I wish I had time to look it up. In my mild research, I did find a video game that sounded a bit like the brewing game I was talking about earlier, the German brewing game. And it was like brewing.com or something,
okay.
But I didn't have a chance to...
Before we wrap this up, too, seeing as we're talking about beer and games, we should probably give a special mention to our buddies over at Brewing USA.
What? Brewing USA, whose game I just like had in my hands before this podcast, but because I moved, I have no idea where.
Who knows where it's at now? But
I was going to actually bring it on and have it in the background so that we could see it.
But like,
so you have a usefulness for your
podcast, exactly. But like Larry talked about, it's a resource-based brewing game where you're trying to brew beers across America, craft beers. And you're competing with other breweries for resources. It's not a game where you have to drink in, but it is a really good resource-based game.
But
drinking up makes it a lot better.
The other really great thing about it is it's really well done. I mean, there's so many games out there that just the production values are cheap. The production values on this game are really good. I actually like displaying it because it's just a good-looking game.
Yeah, it's a good-looking game.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say right now, and again, talking about games being well done, I like the game mechanics. And you guys know me. I'm about game mechanics. I like the mechanics in that game. It everything holds together solidly. There's no janky rules in it that seem like a patch to make the game work.
Hey, you can't cheat if there aren't good rules.
No. Quite well taken. Right. If the rules are janky, it's really easy to cheat because I can do that. It's not in the rules.
All right. So, really janky rules. All right.
Before
so,
we take
next
out,
week.
Yeah,
Friday.
Friday,
we are going to be at Nexus Gaming Convention. This is going to be a good time. I think this has been a long time coming. Yeah. The first year we were supposed to be there, the second year we were supposed to be there, but we've always had like these scheduling things. This year they really went above and beyond.
They sure did.
Reach out to us and really want us to come. So we say, you know, if you really want us to come, then we really want to come, you know, and I think it's going to be a great time.
Oh,
I
mean, it is. And we've got a very cool
time. This is made by people who really, really just really wanted to put on a con. Really bad. And I think it shows in a lot of the details of the show. So we're going to have a really good time, I think.
I'm excited about the topic, too, actually.
We do have a topic. Larry, you named it.
Yeah. Go ahead. Call the topic. What is it?
Video game to board game.
That was the rarer
move.
Thank you. Yes, that's the topic.
Butthole. Oh, what?
Wow, a great addition.
Wait, ruin that.
He went through all that work to get it out just right.
You've been doing it for me for years.
So, great topic. Again, if you are going to be at Nexus Game Fair this weekend, definitely stop by and see us. Have a beer with us. We are going to be doing a panel show at 7:30 on Friday night. Yep. I'm not sure what room we're in right now.
I'm not sure either.
There is possible
there'll be a bar in our room, so that'll be nice.
I hope so.
There might be a wet bar. Because
if they have a full wet bar in our room, we're drinking gin and tonics. But we will also be doing beer court. So
it's going to be a good time.
Gin and tonic court. We haven't done a gin and tonic court, yeah.
I really didn't want to do anything this weekend, but then it's like Nexus. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we're doing Nexus. So. Yeah, that's for sure. Actually, some of us are camping. We're literally going to come back from camping. Most of the show is camping. We're coming back from camping.
Some of us are working on the house and are going to just stop by and drink.
Yeah, well, drinking is good, too. So we will be at Nexus on Friday night at 7:30. If you're going to be at Nexus, make sure to stop by and check out the show.
As always, I'll be playing Bass Live. So
we will have giveaways. We always have giveaways.
We
got some cool giveaways in this one. Yes. So we'll be giving away some games. We'll be giving away some swag. Make sure to stop by and check out the show and pick up some freebies.
And we'll talk. We'll hang and talk.
We will. And drink.
That's what we do.
I know we do. All right. So Rob, go ahead and take us out.
All right. Well, thank you very much for watching Guys, Games, and Beer. Wonder why you do, but still. You can check us out at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Also, you can check us out on Facebook, www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer, where we give away free games on Friday, on FU Fridays, which we did two games last week.
One was
actually good.
You gave away, which one? Not the cat. You gave the cat one. Which one was that?
I'll give you a cat lateral
damage. Oh, cat lateral damage. Oh,
I would
by the way,
cat lateral damage.
And by the way, our...
whose phone is
our ringing? People are standing by for donations right now. Right now, if you want to donate to Guys, Games, and Beer, it's 1-800-FU. FUCKU. And you can donate to Guys, Games, and Beer. And
I lost that
make sure to pay for season 6 coming up of Guys, Games, and Beer.
Oh, my God, season 6.
When I saw Cat Lennon damage go on, I'm like, oh.
And you can't get it because you're
out. I already own it, but it's worth having.
It's good.
That's a good one. So fun, man. It's just like
it's simple.
Yeah, I just want to knock stuff off.
That's it. To be an asshole.
Yeah, exactly. Only my cat too.
Yeah.
That is all he does.
Oh my God! So it's
he broke that one vase too.
Oh, you're kidding?
Yeah, he just like whacked it off. It's huge, man. It's like the size of him. Anyway,
all right.
Totally unrelated.
Also,
on Twitter.
Give away shitty games and we'll be distracted.
At Guys
Games. No!
At Guys Games Beer. There's no hand in there, no. And there's free games on Wednesdays there, too.
Super secret.
Tom loves to give away good games. And I love to give away bad games.
And mainly, if you look, the main thing we mainly give away are indie games. If you're into indie games and indie development, check us out. We're always giving away.
Out there.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you're any developer and you want more people to know about your game, well, good place to give away a couple keys. All right, so email us at drunk@guysgamesandbeer.net. And that is about it.
All right.
Thank you very much for watching. Really, thank you very much. It's been 5 years.
I know.
It's been a long ride.
It has been a fun ride. We will see you guys Friday at Nexus Game Fair. Make sure you're there.
Bye. Bye.